ay, ay, ay. Art Root Blue, ay, ay, ay.
You're listening to Art Root Radio, and I'm your host, artist Michelle Lockery. Today we're doing something a little bit different. We're all working on a production, like an absolute amazing production. And everybody's extremely busy, so we're doing kind of a drop the audio storytelling connection. And what I mean by that is you're actually getting to experience, well, a production. Murals, they're a production. It is an exhausting, wonderful experience, from getting the paint donating, to finding scaffolding, finding someone to help you put the scaffolding up, making it safe. There is just nuances of creative infrastructure that is basically like building a building. So we're talking trades here, and knowledge and safety and WCB and things to keep things safe. Yeah, lack of better word, the man world. And in my experience, when I first started with my long blonde hair, coming up to gentlemen who would be dropping off scaffolding, like crapola scaffolding, scruffy scaffolding. And I would say, I'm no gentleman. And they would look at me, you know, I have big blue eyes. And at the time, you know, perhaps looked like I didn't know what I was talking about. Oh, that's a terrible way to think about these things. But that's how it was. I would say, no, don't give me the crap. This is what I need. This is what it needs to be safe. And no, see this crew of women? We will put it up. And although we had lots of wonderful help from male, female, and everybody, there is this, why I'm talking about this, the business of the arts. And the business of the arts is busy work and hard work and physical work. It's no different than, you know, if you have to travel up 25 feet of scaffolding to paint a wall. When you get down from that wall, the fact that you're painting a face or eyes or history or the champions or the war vets, it's still paint on the wall and your shoulder aches. Part of what I did in my past was I seemed to always sort of get connected with set painting. Set painting is mural painting. It's an experience, you know, and the crews sometimes would get a call from a theater group, and some amazing theater groups around the world would call me and say, hey, do you do sets? I'd say, sure, sounds great. It was 42 yesterday out on the wall. A week of painting in an air-conditioned building? Sign me up. That's awesome. Sign me up. And we would always donate that, because the experience of theater and the experience of muraling is the same. The only difference is, I think that there's not a script outside on a mural. It's still a production. There's a stage, and there's all those characters and all those actors, and it's the actors of life, and it's very revealing. And you really can't dictate to what that is. But it's still a production. And in that, I learned a lot of things. But large-scale painting in the magical world of experience and emotion happens in the theater of art. I've worked with extraordinary talent. Melina Moore, like, seriously, her productions take you to a place of another time. I always think that Melina carries her productions, and you get picked up, and you're in this bubble, and the bubble floats, and all of a sudden, poof, and you're in this other land space. You actually think you're going to meet Beauty and the Beast. Or her production of Rocky Horror, which I think is the best production of Rocky I've ever seen. And I've seen them many times. Or all of her productions. And I've seen productions in New York. And Melina brings them to this place, well, that you get to travel without leaving your small town of Vernon. My parents, they always did productions in theaters. My dad loved a parade. And here I was, the little girl with braids, leading the parade because my parents did. And they would build floats for a year. That's a production. And they would be different characters in their coal mine. And they wouldn't just be coal miners and secretaries and all those things that they had to be to pay the bills. they could still be Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe, and in the theatrical escapes of their lives from the drudgery of coal mining, parenting with little money and little hopes for dreams, theater takes you away. In the Depression time, movies really took an upsurge. Because why? You got to escape from a reality. And never, ever has there been a time in my history an escape from reality. Long COVID. That has touched our family from all generations. Price of food. Yeah, that one's a tough one. Watching my children struggle. Hearing my grandparents talk about the struggles. Teaching my children how to eat more cost-efficient potato soup. You know, beans. All those things that we grew up with. We touched on the generation that experienced war. And here we are sitting in the middle like the mayonnaise on a sandwich. And theater can take us away. Enter stage left. You know, theater productions for 30 years. I'm the set painter, making magic. That if you look up close in the daylight, actually looks like a bunch of muddy paint. But when the person who's running, the producer of the theatrical experience, touches it, it is like with the light just right, the paint actually becomes buildings and characters and experiences and emotion. Over here, I meet an incredible talent, Camille Martins. I've lived here for decades, and I've heard of her. I never met her until my granddaughter, at 4, kind of sprinted, waddled, twirled across the stage and evoked a passion in that little like blue-eyed, green-eyed, brown-eyed, all mixed together girl with pigtails, fell in love with theater. Murals are theater, life is theater, and Camille Martins, well, Olympic champion, Olympic coach, excellence, all of those things, and you can go and read on her, all the things on her site about her. But what she really creates is emotion. Her energy is just, I just watch her and I'm just like, oh, I used to have that kind of energy. And it's so magnetic and it's so, I never met anybody else that could say, well, I had this dream and we were going to do this. And I go, yeah, I know. I saw that. And then we connected. And I had just painted the sunflower butterfly mural for Dalvir. And my granddaughter ran across the stage. And I'm in the audience with my whole family, my grandsons. And I watched my grandson's eyes just, you know, and then want to be part of that. And they're amazing sports kids. But they have this, you know, this side of them. And I see my son. My son is this amazing man who has restaurants that he's made his career. In theater. A bar is a theater. There's actors and performances, and he's a performer on a stage. The only difference is that stage is the bar, and those characters are life, very much more like what I do. So I welcome you to listen, because what I've done is I'm just going to dial Camille in, and I'm not going to interview her, because Camille can talk about Camille. It is her passion, and it is her story, and her story has ignited something in me that COVID took and some years of some really hard times have taken between, you know, family health issues and COVID and just, we all have it. Like we all got a story that'll break your heart. And the last years have been hard and there's a ton of fear. But I know this, that nature heals. And I have in my yard a tree. And that tree is called Mama Willow. And you're going to feel a lot of emotion in my voice and in my soul as I talk to you about this, because Mama Willow has protected my property from wildfires that almost took us out. And I want you to imagine having to move 7 horses in the middle of smoke so thick you can't see. And those animals trusting to get them into horse trailers to a safe spot. And to have to, you know, leave your property and you're covered in smoke. And there's this tree, this sentinel. And the animals, the sentinels, and the butterflies, and the roses. And they stood in this protective circle around what I love most, my little spot of land. I watch my grandchildren in the garden, and I watch my granddaughter, and she talks to Mama Willow. And she'll walk up to Mama Willow, and she says, puts her hand on her. And then I watch my grandsons put his hand on her. And they protect her, and they check her for anything, like too many bugs or too many woodpeckers. We had a little bit of a fungus on her, and they cleaned her up, and they look after Mama Willow, because they look at me and they go, Mama Willow will look after us. The production that Camille has created of tree is that. I know we are all scared. And what's going on in the world, it is terrifying. But we are connected. And we are connected to nature and love and life. We can look at the news and we can look at social media and we could start spiraling down. Or we could go to a production like Camille's and we can get lost. And we can remember love and light and hope, because many who came before us, we have only been living this 100 years. At 62 years old, I can remember my grandparents and I can hear my grandchildren. In my life, I listened through photographs of the past as I painted the present, as I looked at the future with these youth. But the trees are connected. My granddaughter says it so well. Grandma, every creature holds hands, even the snakes. It's true. The trees hold hands underneath their roots, and we hold hands with our roots. So listen to Camille and listen to Dave Brodsky, who created the frame and the curves of this tree. The man is a genius. Brodsky is just, I can remember watching him all the years through theater and watching his genius. The genius of his hands remind me of my dad's, and I got to go to his workshop, and honestly, I almost fell to my knees because I thought I was in the presence of Santa Claus, the genius creator, the workman with the hands and the hammers and his workshop. Felt like I touched God when I saw Brodsky. It's the act of creation. And I'm laughing because it really was that. There was a fire going in his shop, and it reminded me of the fire my dad kept in his shop, and me as a child watching the tools and watching my dad as he carved wood or he invented something or he built giant dolphins in the garage in the back of the house. And we sat on this float. I want you to imagine this float. And there's these dolphins, and they're like 20 feet tall. And he's got flowers, and our entire little community fluffed Kleenex flowers for months. And I remember him waking up, and it was raining, and he couldn't afford the plastic flowers that were starting to happen. And the float had gotten wet. And I can remember the devastation in his eyes when the plastic float won. He never saw that the creation of the connection of bringing everybody together, that was the magic and the memories. And what we do, it all disappears. It doesn't matter. It just disappears. Are you hearing those dings? I'm not going to have my editor, Stacy, edit those out. Because you know why? Because that's what it takes to make a theatrical, an art, any kind of production. It's a lot of work. And it's a lot of people connecting to bring emotions and hope in these times. So take a listen to Camille Martins and Dave Brodsky as we again fall in love with the power of the art, the language of the art, to connect us all in these times.
My name is Camille Martins. I am the writer, director, choreographer, and producer of the production Tree. Tree will take place at the Vernon and District Performing Arts Center November 24th and 25th. It is a unique production, and I started dreaming about creating Tree years ago and had images and ideas about possible parts of this story, and it's only become clear in the last year. Working together with Mr. Dave Brodsky, whose epic history in storytelling, theater, and the arts is a dream come true. This year, working together with Michelle Lowry and seeing her talent and vision bring inspiration and new life to our work has been beyond my wildest expectations. the honor and privilege it is to have people that embrace your vision and commit themselves to bringing it to life is just insane. It is magic, and I am so blessed. Musicians, athletes, including Canadian champions and national team members, dancers, and actors will all take to the stage in this original production. We are using a dynamic fusion of circus arts, drama, dance, music, gymnastics, and cirque-like storytelling. And we hope to take you on an unforgettable journey. It is an athletic and artistic endeavor that has been creatively crafted to captivate young and old alike as we explore ideas of scarcity, differences, purpose, belonging, community, hope, and love. As we watch the news and observe all of the things going on in our world today, it's terrifying. And many of us go in waves of having feelings of helplessness or hopelessness. And in this production, Tree is calling us to come back to ourselves, to remember that we are all connected and that all of our actions and all of our thoughts affect the people around us and also ourselves. Our community has always been very near and dear to my heart. As an athlete, it was the Okanagan that supported my dreams and made them possible. And I came back to Vernon to give back and to share with our youth opportunities and experiences to learn about themselves and the world through movement and sport and art. The unique contributions of our community continue to astound me, and I am blessed to be a part of a community that believes in supporting youth and sports and arts.
Wasn't that inspirational, listening to Camille? How she talks about what she does as an athlete and a coach and a producer and an artist and a pseudo mom. And she just brings this bunch of young people together into something that's really quite magical. Tree is, it's going to be an explosion of that passion and that heart and a connection to bring us together. And part of that, of course, is the wonderful Dave Brodsky, who also has a little bit of something to say.
So what's about you guys is that you've got core things that you do with your bodies and your equipment, but how you wrap it into a story and express the themes and the ideas within the storyline are always very fascinating to me, and because it began as nothing. I think that's a huge credit to you. It's a huge credit to all the kids that get to experience putting something together that didn't exist yesterday.
You've been listening to Art Root Radio, and this was our crazy attempt of having you share kind of the chaos of trying to throw a production together with very talented people, limited resource, great talent, wonderful young people, and a whole bunch of sparkles, paint, plastic, passion, talent, dresses, net, tool, and a wonderful giant tree. Stay tuned as we take you on more adventures on Art Root Radio. Stay connected, stay creative.
Mama Little Tree is the best because she lets me climb her and she never drops me. And I love her because she gives me oxygen to breathe of the things I love about her. She's the best I've ever seen. I love her too much to give this to the Mama Little Tree.
Hey, what is life? Ooh, oh, all our relations in every nation come together peacefully. All our relations in every nation come together in harmony. Water is life, hey, hey, hey. Water is life, hey, hey, hey. Water is life, hey, hey, hey. Water is life. Boom, boom.
together, interconnected. Our blue roots need to be protected. Artists and healers, wheelers and dealers, elders and children, let us rebuild these relations between nations and the bodies of water that cradle them. Respect for the prospects of the people that nurture our native land. The roots of blue like a ribbon are woven through the lands of our forefathers and mothers, and now for our sisters and brothers. Ooh.